All right, good morning, everybody. It is Friday. Yeah. Simpy is here. That means the weekend is here. That's very good news for everybody who has had a busy week and everybody who has either had a good or a bad week. That's totally up to you. I don't know. Maybe circumstances, but let's get on with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel just a little bit of winter being beaten down.
It's not as cold.
Yeah, I mean, for example, my car didn't say to me this morning, a very low temperature outside. It's got this irritating thing that it does. Anything below like 4 degrees, it goes bing.
Yeah, it's like 3 degrees outside.
No, thanks.
-2 degrees outside.
I couldn't feel that when I got into the car. But there we go. All right. So lots of things to talk about this morning. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some sport later on. We're going to check in with Superbets with Ben. We're also going to find out what's going on with Chris Forrest, the comedian. He's celebrating 25 years of being in comedy.
Whoop,
that is worthy of a celebration, don't you think?
That's a full-fledged adult.
No.
Like, wow.
Quarter of a century.
Yes, he's... I wonder how depressed he is.
I don't think... Listen, if he's depressed, we've got problems because comedians... we've got a track record on this show that we've got to try and break the hoodoo of, like these comedians who come in here and then they're miserable.
Yeah.
So we're not getting into that this morning. And then if there's any greedy, materialistic people in the world, you need to know this. Apparently the planet Mercury, which you can't go to because it's too hot, it's closest to the sun, it's basically completely inhospitable to life. But what it does have is a layer of diamonds 18 kilometers thick. A layer of diamonds 18 kilometers thick below the surface of Mercury. They found out the other day. The diamonds may have formed soon after Mercury itself coalesced into a planet 4.5 billion years ago from a swirling cloud of dust and gas. So not only would you be getting diamonds that were made out of stardust. I mean, can you imagine a more beautiful engagement ring than one of these diamonds? And it's 4.5 billion years old. I mean, if that doesn't express love. And the fact that you have to get it from Mercury means you're probably going to die on the way there. So,
do you know anyone from NASA?
Like, if you're looking for real love, ask your man for a diamond from Mercury.
Just asking for a friend. Do you know anyone, in NASA? Someone who's going to go out. Does anyone know Elon Musk personally? Like, this is important now. This.
You can't get there, though. It's amazing.
I don't want to go there. I want to send someone there.
Like, well, who? It's a death wish. I mean, I don't think there's any way to get there. So a team of researchers have recreated the searing environment of Mercury in an experiment with a machine that's called an anvil press. It's normally used to study materials under extreme pressure, but also for the production of synthetic diamonds. You know, we can make diamonds now. So obviously the value of natural diamonds has more or less stayed the same, if not gone up a little bit. But soon we'll be able to make much better, flawless, artificial diamonds. And people won't know the difference.
It'll
be made of the same stuff. But I mean, I know deep down inside, all the girls who hear the story are like, I'm only going to marry you if you get me a Mercury diamond.
That's what I want now,
I know. You thought you knew what you wanted in the world. They're like all the things that you could possibly have. But now there's something you don't have.
Yeah. It gets better each time. First, I thought like diamonds. Now I'm like Mercury diamond. You know what I mean?
There's layers. Layers, yeah.
Very soon it might be something else. Take me to the moon.
It's quite incredible, right? I mean, it's really quite something. After they melted a sample of this, the scientists looked at changes in the chemistry and minerals under electron microscopes, and they noticed that the graphite had turned into diamond crystals. So... you might even have some big ones there. I mean, it's 18 kilometers thick.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine 18 kilometers of diamonds you could mine. I mean, that is next
level. I'm getting excited. No, like, this is just amazing. Like, oh, my gosh.
You'll never be able to get them. You can have this. You won't have this. It's not going to be available.
I don't know why you told me this now, Gareth, because now, it's going to be on my wish list. And now it's going to be like Mercury diamonds.
Yeah. So girls, just don't accept his proposal unless he brings you a Mercury diamond. He just doesn't love you
easily. Once.
Oh. Like, I mean, surely there's a way that we can develop some kind of hydraulic arm that can.
I mean, what's the AI used for, guys? Technology, send those things.
What use are robots if they can't go and get you a mercury diamond?
Dunko, you know? Oh. That's all I want now. Mercury diamond.
So, speaking of diamonds, this poor Chidima Atejina, I think I said that right. She's this Miss South Africa finalist who's just, I cannot believe the furore. Suddenly everyone in this country cares about who Miss South Africa is. You know, the last eight Miss South Africas, none of those fuckers on Twitter can name them. Not one. If Miss South Africa walked past all these people on Twitter who are outraged by, and what are they outraged about? Like, is she South African?
Yes, and according to Miss SA, the pageant, they say that she's met all the requirements.
Right.
Right? According to that, so therefore she ticks the box of being South African.
But even if she didn't, you dummies, it's a beauty pageant. She's not running for president of the country. She's not going to be in charge of anything. She's going to wave and cut ribbons. What kind of mongoloid is going to be worried about this girl, like, taking on duties she's not entitled to? What do you think, you sitting at home, who look like shit, you think you should be there? Have you seen how pretty she is? She's gorgeous.
Apparently, some people just don't want her there at all. They're just upset. And the story is getting
All those people who hate her and who have a problem with her, I want you to post your profile picture where you look as good as possible, you fat mess. Let's see what you look like. I guarantee you every one of these people who's saying things about her looks like shit.
Well, I'm not sure because...
All right, let's go.
Okay, so, you know, everybody's up in arms, but the story seems to thicken now, right? Because all like, okay, if she met the requirements, she's South African. And then her father did an interview. And the father is now making the math not math because he said he only came to SATA in 2010.
He's Nigerian.
Yes.
Yeah, but Nigerians we know are creative about numbers, right?
Yes.
If you ask a Nigerian, how much does this cost? Well, for you, it would be this much, but for him, it's this much. It's like they make stuff up. I'm using stereotypes here, but, you know, like Nigerians will be able to sell ice to an Eskimo.
They have
the talent. They know how to, like, bring it down or up. And they you don't have to worry about that. Why is everybody? This is not a state security issue. This is a beauty pageant, guys. You know, it's amazing to me. Like, South Africans will get hot under the collar about who's allowed and not allowed to enter Miss South Africa, just because, like, we're terrified that some Nigerian is going to take something away from us, even if she's not Nigerian. She just has a Nigerian parent.
Yes.
Right. I mean, you know that, for example, most of the queens of Europe were from other countries, and they still became the queens of those countries.
Yes.
Some of them could never speak the language of the country that they'd just married into and become queen of. You don't get a say, peasants, and especially if you don't look like her. Sorry. Cry me a river. Where? I can't enter Miss South Africa, so neither can she. She's prettier than you. I'm saying it's a jealousy thing. So the dad embarrassed himself in the interview.
Yes.
So what? So doesn't change anything. What does it change?
So no, it just now might, an eyebrow might be raised, because if he's saying he only came to South Africa in 2010, that's 14 years ago, and homegirl's 23. So then it kind of we question.
What? Again.
Where were you really born, homegirl? That's all. That's the latest development in terms of this entire saga.
So but everyone's climbed in, right? So I see Gayton McKenzie's involved. I see Julius Malema's involved. What is Julius's position on this?
No, Julius is saying that she's South African. If she has all the documentation, and people are then now basically also calling him a hypocrite because they're like, you've said so many statements about white people that they must go back home.
Yeah.
But when it comes to fellow African, now you're changing your tune.
But you know, I mean, listen, I can't believe these words don't come out of my mouth often, but I completely agree with Julius. And also, let's just remember, citizenship is totally made up. The Department of Home Affairs will grant citizenship to this person and not to that person. Sometimes they'll give reasons. Sometimes they won't. There are people who marry for citizenship.
Yes.
There are people who will cross borders illegally.
Mm-hmm.
There are refugees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, with all due respect to Twitter, which can sometimes be very insightful, sometimes, but is mostly just a heaving, writhing lack of brain cells, it's not up to you. Like, yes. The Minister of Home Affairs can make her a citizen like that, and then your whole argument falls to pieces. You know, also, like, being South African is also a made-up thing.
But they don't want to have that chat.
You know, they speak Tswana in Botswana, right?
Yes.
And in the Northwest. And you know what? Some white guy back in 1870 decided, I think we should make the Limpopo River the border between Bechuanaland.
Yes, darling.
And the Union of South Africa. And it didn't have anything to do with Miss South Africa. It was random. He was like, that river over there, that looks like a good place to end this land and start that one. So it's all made up. Stop being idiots. It's not important. It's a beauty pageant.
Yes.
You have to question, if you're really upset about this. And by the way, I have to reiterate again, I can't help thinking part of the reason that people are so cross is because she's so pretty.
Oh, yes. Okay? You know, definitely.
It's a beauty pageant. Nothing important happens after this crowning moment. Okay. Like, after that, she wears a sash. And she goes around and waves, and they take pictures, and she, like, embraces children that she ignores forever afterwards. And she pretends to solve world peace, but she doesn't. And she looks great at events. I know some ex-Miss South Africans. Hell, I dated a Miss South Africa. I am more well-positioned than any of you losers on Twitter, okay? Let her win. And if she wins, I can't wait to see you all screaming and gnashing your teeth and wailing about how unfair it is. And she's not a real South African, but I am, when all you do is sit on your ass and scroll through Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and X. Just get over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Get over yourself. It's a beauty pageant. I hope she wins.
Well, may the best.
She's the best.
Person
I just because win. She's pissing people off, she's the best.
May the best person win. But I'm also just like South
what
Africans.
What do you think of her?
I don't know her from a bar of soap. Like, I don't really follow the Miss SA pageant and what goes on there. But I think this is very ironic, considering the fact that a lot of South Africans, like Uncle Waffles is from Swaziland,
right.
Eswatini. And then South Africans were trying to claim her when Drake was like, hey, like this girl and she's international now. They're like, nah, she's South African. And homegirl is like, nah, guys, I'm from Eswatini, you know. And then people have been like, very like, Trevor Noah, his dad is
Swiss.
Yes. And they're like, no, but he has a closer mom. It's like, yeah, but in black culture, you take after the dad. So if the dad is not South African, then clearly you're not South African.
But
you know what I mean? These double standards where it's like...
She may have all those... She may be culturally Nigerian, but she lives in South Africa. You know what? People have got to get over, like, trying to be important for just having been born somewhere. Like, you know that the only reason you were born in the country that you were in and the only reason you are South African is because your parents had sex and you came out 9 months later in that country. That's all. You had no say in it. You know what? You know why you're clever or not clever? Luck, pure chance. You know why you're pretty or not pretty? Luck, pure chance. You know why you're black or white? Luck, pure chance. You know why you're tall or short? Luck, pure chance. None of this has anything to do with you. So if you're super proud of being South African, I'm happy for you, but you're an idiot. If you're super proud of being tall, I'm happy for you, but you're being an idiot. If you're super proud of being black, I'm happy for you, but you're being an idiot. If you're super proud of being old or young or whatever, you had no say in any of that stuff. You were just made. Your parents made you. You popped out. You're alive. Go win a pageant.
Do something.
Yeah.
Do something important like, with your life.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know what would make you really interesting? What would make everything different is if you go and you do exactly what St. Peter has just said. Make something of your life. Like, imagine you write the greatest book, which you could do. Imagine you come up with an invention that humankind really needs that would solve our problems. It would mine those diamonds for Simpiwe on the planet Mercury. Imagine you built a school and educated thousands of kids. And even when you're dead, that school carries on educating thousands of kids.
Come on now.
Imagine you could help other people to raise themselves up out of poverty. Imagine you could teach people new techniques to do things. But no, we're going to focus on the stuff you didn't earn, that has nothing to do with you, that you didn't have a say in, and you're going to make that the most important stuff about you because you don't have anything going on. Wah! Wah! Great way to start a Friday, right?
That's Montebella.
All right, so there we go. There's some useful stuff to get your day started. It's all made up. Points don't matter, says Migs. That was always the line from... Whose line is it anyway?
Oh.
Yeah. The points are all made up and they don't matter. I have an additional XY chromosome this morning. Ready to hit this Friday, says Common Sense. Okay. Isn't winning the point, so let's try and win, damn it, says B. I hope this girl wins. I'd love to see her win. Just because I want to see, like, everybody just lose their shit. It's hilarious. I mean, like, imagine being so invested.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not your sister or your aunt or your uncle.
I don't know her. I'm not trying to know her. We're not going to be friends, if we're being honest. Like, we're probably never going to meet.
Exactly.
Like, her life is going to keep moving.
But imagine you're really upset. Like, you're sitting there and you're... I can't believe it's so unfair that this girl's going to be Miss South Africa and I'm not. Wow.
Well, enter next time if you meet the requirements.
Right.
Enter.
Yeah, there we go. Listen, I'm never going to win a beauty pageant, right? I accepted that a long time ago. And no one has ever said to me, you should model, okay? I know my weaknesses. Look at her. I mean, I think she's magnificent. You go, girl.
Yes, queen.
So I'm never going to be in these things. But sure. I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. If you did what I did yesterday, you may have a chance.
What did you do?
Leg day.
At gym.
At the gym.
Yeah.
Simpiwe. It's bad, right? I walked up the stairs here. Let me show you how I walked up the stairs.
You were like.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good leg day. Yeah. It's not a leg day.
And then I sat down like this.
And you're like,
I went,
Yeah, boom. Mm-hmm.
I'm like the 1,000-year-old man today.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone is not going to be winning Miss South Africa, it's me. You can bet. You talk about super bets. You can bet every cent you have that I'm never going to win Miss South Africa. And you know what? Your money's safe, hey? Oh, tell you what. I'm also not going to enter boxing at the Olympics and beat up a woman.
Ish, that one. I saw the video.
Now talk about outrage on the internet. I'm not one to get upset easily about things on the internet. I get passionate about stuff, but people mistake that for me being angry.
Yes.
I like to talk about stuff. Yes. We do it every day on this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's always lots of good stuff to talk about. I mean, look at Miss South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would see my rant and say, but look, you're just as upset as the people online are. I'm not. I'm actually upset that the people online are upset about this because it doesn't affect their lives, but it just gives me something to talk about. Now, the same could be said for a lot of things we talk about on the show, but occasionally you see something and it does upset you. Like, I really don't like seeing a woman being hit hard in the face by a man. I've never watched that and thought, that's interesting, or that's funny, or we should see more of that. It really, like, that clip is going everywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be some kind of women's rights activist to just get a feeling in your bones like it's wrong. And again, I don't know the woman from Italy who was in that boxing match, and we can maybe talk about it with Ben later on, what the Olympics rules are and so on. I don't know. But I didn't like it. And then they came up with this new logo for the Paris Olympics with, like, you know, the woman, the Mary J. Blige haircut.
Yes!
Logo, but they've given her a black eye.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh. And I'm like, ooh, this is not a good look.
It is not. It just feels like the Paris Olympics, they were told a month before that, hey guys, don't forget you're hosting, and they're like, you know, there's been so much happening, and it's like you guys seem underprepared more than anything, from like the opening ceremony, which everybody was talking about, to the Olympic Villa. The athletes are complaining about the food. There's no aircon. The beds are horrible. The US team is not staying at the Olympic Villa because it didn't meet their standards, you know?
Yeah.
So they've basically booked out hotels to ensure that the athletes get the best of the best. And if you think about it, these guys train for 4 years just for like 10 seconds. And everything to, you know, get them ready for that moment can be ruined because they didn't have a proper breakfast or they couldn't get proper rest. It's just like, ah, guys, no, do better, hey? Do better, no.
Mm-mm. I agree. I agree. And apart from her dreams being dashed against the rocks, it's also like, it's just not nice to see that kind of violence. Like, if you've got a girl against a girl boxing each other as consenting adults.
Sure.
Cool, you know, like, at least there's a level playing field. Because all the people who talk about fairness all the time, and I think it was Voltaire who said fairness is really only something that children talk about. But I do think we all have some innate sense of justice in us. And the moment you see something which just feels like it's completely unjust, it doesn't matter whether you're a hugely compassionate, empathetic person or not. No one wants to see someone who is significantly less strong than someone else being beaten up by that person. It always feels like bullying, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's in under the guise of being an Olympic sport. So this is the big story that got everybody all wound up. That and Miss South Africa. We covered it all in like 20 minutes. So you should come here more often. We have a lot of fun. If you haven't already joined us, like and subscribe, bitches. Because you get this kind of shit for free. Sergio says, morning team. Gee, don't be so hard on yourself. This morning you looked like the blonde Tom Cruise with your own version of Top Gun wrecking that cool jacket. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Sergio. I have a funny story about this. This patch over here.
Okay.
Because I bought all of these things when it's a skiing jacket, right?
Okay, cool.
So for skiing. And this is actually, there's a hole under here that my friend's wife put through the jacket with her skiing pole. So it's disguising a problem.
That's smart.
Yeah, no, it looks good now, though.
It's very smart.
Ben is fresh from fighting a woman on his way up the stairs to get here. So we're going to talk to him about this as well. How can that dickhead feel proud of his win? It's an Algerian guy. Not fair. When Tyson used to box women, he got into big trouble. I think the sport should apologize to him. Agreed. Brigitte Macron hates women. Did you see how Emmanuel looked at that boxing man? People are full of comments this morning. Percy says, that boxer dude should jump in the ring with a real male boxer. Man up. Tabo says, I don't think they're underprepared. They've done really well. Do you think South Africa or Lesotho or any country in Africa can come close to what Paris has done? I completely disagree. They definitely aren't perfect, but they've done a good job. Maybe Tabo makes a point. Carl says, worst Olympics ever. The river's basically a toilet. Trans Jesus isn't popular. They're sleeping on Simba Chips boxes, and now Chris Brown is boxing. Really bad.
Danko.
It's like I don't need to do a sports show. Just tap into all these people.
Right, exactly. All right. Well, what are your thoughts on this? Because I did see you tweeting yesterday as well. And for people who don't follow you, I mean, you're missing out. But what do you think of all of this?
So, look, I think the inconvenient thing is it's the caste situation all over again. You know, as South Africa, we're very like...
Except the violence is part of this.
Yes, I'll get to that without taking the punchline from me here.
Boom.
But it is. It's all back to this. So this Algerian athlete is essentially a woman. I think she grew up as a girl. Everything was there. Exactly the same as Costa. Intersex, high XY chromosome, strong, strong individual. So it was going all through Costa, the international, like the world, all like, dude, you can't race.
Yeah.
And as South Africans, we were fiercely supportive of Caster. Hands off Caster, don't do this. And I think we need to be honest with ourselves and say it's the same thing. The only difference now is that the intersex XY chromosome strong person is now beating up women. Caster was essentially doing that in a running sense.
Yeah. So, no contact. Look,
I don't want to be the bearer of inconvenient truths, but that's what we're dealing with here. So what I will say is that the international governing bodies were really hardcore on Caster. They just took Caster through the absolute worst. All those hormone suppressants and all that kind of stuff. This Algerian boxer is just basically being ushered to the ring for whatever reason. I think it's just simple as that. Should not be boxing women. Absolutely not. I'm not in any way endorsing this. But it's the exact same thing as Caster all over again.
Connor says if there's a why, it's a guy.
Yes, correct. Now, they might not have meat and berries, but when it comes down to it, look at the mannerisms of that boxer, the frame, the way that they move. That is a man. And someone said to me, oh, but her record isn't perfect. She's lost fights before. That's because her skill set's probably shit.
Are you saying she? You're calling her she?
Because I can't keep up with all this stuff.
Hess says he knows something. He says, Iman Khalif said after the fight, I won this fight fair and square. If you don't like it, you suck my dick.
Lord.
Probably, exactly. But I just don't think there is a dick in this. So people, there's been a couple of counter arguments, and I always try to look at the other side of the story. I look at the other sort of counter things here without getting too caught up. And someone was saying, one of the points that keeps coming back is, oh, but she's not perfect. She loses as well. Yeah, but it's punch power, right? And we saw it within 46 seconds.
Yeah.
If I am a biological man, and maybe I'm not that good at boxing, Simpiwe, and you are the same weight as me and a technically good boxer, I am still kicking your ass. I'm hurting you. Because the punch power is up to, I don't know, I'm not a scientist, but four times more.
But it seems to me, again, just taking a dipstick test of social media, people are kind of unhappy about this. It seems like the very smallest of minorities of people are saying, oh, no, this is fine, and pretending to turn a blind eye. Like even the Olympic Committee people had something to say yesterday, and the comments were devastating.
I don't know what the Olympic people have said about it yet.
The woman who came out to speak about safety or something.
No, she was just talking about mental health, because you know how it works with work culture, right? Protect their environment, make sure everyone's a vegan, lessen your carbon footprint, and have a safe space mentally. So that's what the Olympics has done.
But the comment section was
on fire. Rightly so.
They basically said you, but they say they called it you cunt.
Yeah, they did, and rightly so. But the Paris Olympics has been a great Olympics in many ways, and people will go off it. But unfortunately, the playbook they're going on is this woke mind virus bullshit we saw in the opening ceremony, and now we're seeing it play out all these other things. Mm-hmm. And now, unfortunately, this Italian woman is now in the center of this as one of the worst aspects of that. So that woman, Kirsty, who you talk about now, she craps on about these mental safe spaces and how great it is that the athletes can have this. But there's no physical safe spaces for someone who's trained harder than anyone to get to where they are. But that's inconvenient, of course. So you can't say that.
There's another thing about the Olympics that I feel people have just breezed past. I only found out about this yesterday. There's a Dutch child rapist.
Yeah.
Yes, and people have been petitioning for that guy to be taken off. Take that man off. Get him out of there.
I'm with you.
Get him. I don't even know how they could have allowed that, but no.
Okay, so this guy is a convicted. It's not like there's some rumors about him. This guy is convicted. He was convicted for child rape of a 12-year-old in Holland.
He's a sicko that needs to be taken out.
Right. I mean, you can't. Listen, I know there are people who are going to say, but you can rehabilitate lots of people. Again, we need to have someone just take control of this thing and say, actually, there's some things that should not be allowed. I think pretty much most of the things that you want to partake in life, including mostly living, are questionable once you've done something like that. I feel sorry for you that that's the condition you have, that you would want to do this to a child, or that you can't help yourself from doing this to a child. But I'm sorry, we can't have a society if we have predatory people like that. And then they expect to take part in games. I don't know how a country could allow someone like that to be on a team.
Mm. Yeah, the Netherlands, those freaky deaky duchies, they were like, yeah, cool, go for it. Mm-mm. So this child rapist convicted, again, this is not hearsay, is now in the Olympic Village where teenage gymnasts are trying to have their own Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, that's like letting, Oprah loose in the sweet factory.
Exactly. There's going to be ramifications. Right. So, but also, if you're a child rapist, again, it's not a realm that I'm familiar with, maybe lay low for the rest of your life. Have a bit of shame. Maybe just think, you know what, I fucked this up. I've done my time in prison. Now I'm just going to be somewhere in the shadows.
Read a lot of books.
Just go away.
Do a lot of online courses.
Go away. Don't then go, right, that's it. I'm going to the Olympics. I'm going to be there. If everyone will see me, I'm playing beach volleyball. And good on the French crowd or the crowd that are watching. They're booing him every time he touches
all
the time. Ball.
But I didn't know. Simpiwe clearly knew about this. I didn't know about it until
yesterday. I just saw it online recently and I was up in arms. I was like, this is unacceptable. I don't know how they allowed this to take place. Especially since the Olympics did come out with a statement saying at the beginning they're not going to have any trans athletes. You know, they're going to make sure that the games are all fair and whatnot. And then for this scandal to come out, I'm like, no. You see, now we can't endorse this. We can't have a rapist as a medal winning athlete. I'm sorry. Like, no, we can't look up to that. As a society, that's not something to be proud of. Like,
I liked it. That's a line in the sand. For you, and it should be for all of us.
Especially, he's in beach volleyball. There should be a fucking line in the sand with this guy. You know, I love the
resisted
Olympics.
I've resisted all the temptations to make fun of this and the female boxing incident.
So have I.
Just because I there's a part of me that says, give it time. Like, can't laugh about it yet. And I know that sounds so, because we usually climb right in. But I want to give it just today. You can start, Joe. I mean, we can see in the comments already people are going wild.
I've been angry about this shit the whole week.
No, but what I am amazed by, have you got that picture of the Somalian team at the Olympics? That's just great. This is terrific. Let me read this to you. More trouble at the Olympics this morning. Somalia disqualified from the four-man sailing after finishing a race with three boats, despite only starting with one. Apparently, they also didn't know that sailing and shooting were two separate events. So well done to Somalia. Yeah.
Interesting kit as well. Isn't that great? They've been allowed AK-47s.
It's a good kit, hey? Yeah. And then America, I mean, this is amazing. And the shooting, everybody seems really surprised, speaking of the shooting, that America has not done well. There are a lot of very off-color jokes on the internet about, like, well, maybe...
If there's one department they should have been excelling in.
And maybe for the judges of this cover, they should have had, like, the school teachers and the, you know, and people at these events that in America always get. But here is who they should have sent. This is a picture. They clearly should have sent their best, and then they wouldn't have been fifth. China came first, South Korea second, Italy third, Sweden fourth, then the United States. But they left someone at home, someone who's actually available because he's just got off. Where's that picture? You got it? Yeah.
No. Kim from South Korea. She's like badass.
Is that her actual name or are you just guessing her name's Kim from South Korea?
No. She's a South Korean athlete and her name is Kim.
The way you said that. But there we go. There he is. Alec Baldwin. The guy they should have sent. Because even when he's not aiming at you, he'll kill you.
Yeah, but look, let's be honest. Some of America's best shooters get killed straight away after being the best
shooters.
That's
true.
There's also that.
I should put them in a program. There's someone you could rehabilitate, put them to use at the Olympics.
Yeah. So, guys, I think next week, because we do actually need to get into sport and try to be positive. Next week, we need to talk about where to for the Olympics. I love the Olympics so much, but these people don't get paid.
It's ridiculous, right?
The way that the Paris Games is just subscribe to all of the bullshit that's in the world right now, and it's not been independent and been the brilliant thing that it has been for so many years. I think the athletes deserve better.
I saw you make an excellent suggestion yesterday, and this can take us into sport. You said that one of the things, and I'd like to see this because I've watched some people do it and it's pretty damn impressive, is the long drive in golf. Now, that should be an Olympic sport for sure.
Yeah, another four-round stroke fest with all the best golfers.
Yeah.
It's like having football or tennis at the Olympics. It's not the pinnacle.
You want the long drive.
Long drive, you're actually a specialized skill.
Yeah.
You're an absolute athlete. It's hard. It's good to watch. It's entertaining.
I know someone who took part in a world competition in America just this year. And it is a hell of a thing. Those guys can hit that ball.
Like, I can hit, if as average golfers go, I can really hit a golf ball. I'm above average. Not even like in the stratosphere of those people.
So
not even close.
You are to those long drive guys like what I am to Miss South Africa. Never going to win.
Yes.
There we go. Sure. That's a great, there's a great comparison for this morning. I mean, Simpiwe, you could still be in with a chance, but I'm way back in the queue. All right. So let's get cracking with a little bit of sport this morning. Beyond the Scoreboard with Ben. It's powered by Superbets. Let's find out a little bit about the stuff that is going to be happening this weekend in the Olympics. Also some Curry Cup. What have we got?
Well, guys, we got the best weekend for the Olympics. There really is. Like, these are the best events, the events that everyone's kind of been waiting for. I know the swimming's been incredible to this point. The athletics has been sensational. Simone Biles yesterday won the all-round women's.
Listen, she's quite something, huh?
Yes.
Wow, I don't know what to say, because you watch the other gymnasts. Like, there was this Brazilian woman, Andrade. She was incredible, tall, statuesque, incredibly athletic, and she nailed that final routine. You think, wow, she's good. And you see Simone Biles, it's like she's a different human being.
Yeah.
The way that she can move and bounce.
And she jumps down after some of these like incredible maneuvers that she's pulled, and she just lands
with such grace
every time. And then she's so serious until she's done it. Then she smiles and you're like,
yeah, like it's an absolute thing to be able to sit and watch someone master their craft like that. And we've seen it in a variety of events. And she did it last night.
I'm sorry, I'm seeing Twitter is unhappy that they're not sure that she was born in the right place. So maybe she shouldn't be competing. Dummies. No, I'm kidding. It's just a Miss South Africa thing. Go ahead.
Okay. And then and, you know, other side of the coin, Andy Murray's finally retired. They lost, but I feel like he's been retiring for the last decade. So Andy Murray, of course, Britain's best tennis player.
Sure.
Let's give him that. He won 3 Grand Slams, but that was like 10 years ago. Since then, he's just been injured and I don't know what. And then I thought he retired at Wimbledon. No. Olympics, lost last night, gone. And then obviously Tatiana Smith retired, our best swimmer, and essentially our best Olympian.
I saw Raik Nettling tweeted something out this morning, which I actually retweeted. 4 medals?
Yes. Oh. Sensational. And swimming's tough. Swimming's horrible. Swimming's heartbreaking. It is.
Is she going to marry a princess? I mean, a prince.
She's already married.
Yeah, but I mean, no, that's usually what the really good swimmers do.
Well, she's already married, unfortunately. So none of those pseudo princes.
She's off the market.
Yeah, she married Rachel Khaleesi's brother.
That's right. Yes, we discussed this on we discussed this. That's great.
So she's buying out. I mean, incredible. I know everyone wanted to win the gold last night, but she won the silver, which I tell you what, it's like 0.7, 0.3 of a second, whatever. It's incredible. So today, there's still golf. Now, if you are into golf, it's a pretty good field. Hideki Matsuyama's 2 shots ahead of Xander Schauffele. It's a great field. It's a great golf course if you like golf. Mm. Let's go on to other things, though, because it's the Olympics and the men's decathlon. Obviously made hugely famous back in the day by Bruce Jenner. The men's decathlon starts this morning, 5 minutes past 10, with the 100 meters.
This is the
out
best
of the blocks
event.
Firing.
This is the best category in the Olympics.
It's just so cool.
These guys and girls who do the Victor and Victrix Ludorum, the decathlon, these are the most superior of superior athletes. They are the best because they have to prove themselves in the all 10 events, right, Ben?
Sensational, really is. Starts with 100 meters today and ends with the 1.5. So that'll be later down, I think, Saturday night. You do it in 2 days as well. That's another thing about this. It's really crammed in. The women's high jump starts today at 10:15.
Nice.
I'll tell you what, for all your beach volleyball fans out there, this could ratchet up a little bit. Then the men's synchronized 3-meter diving will be on this morning, the final.
Can I just say there's pressure on them now? Because we've seen how beautiful the synchronized swimming can be.
The women.
The men must not disappoint. Like, they cannot.
I'll tell you what. Like, it looked in some of the shots, the cameras are so well set up. The Chinese synchronized diving, it looked like one person.
It's like a
and
mirror.
And then they move the camera and you're like, it's 2 people.
It's like a mirror. So what we've seen to this point has been the 10 meter, the high stuff.
Yeah.
So that's just literally you're off a structure. The 3 meters got the springy bit.
Yeah.
So now there's more variables that come into play because you've got, I mean, obviously they try to be the same weight, they try to be the same person. But now as you jump and you spring, now there's other things. And this, I'm so excited about this. And the women's 100 meters kicks off today as well. That'll be 11:50, your first round. Ooh. The trampoline women's final. Badminton mixed doubles final, SA versus France in the men's hockey, but our team unfortunately has been doing terribly there. The trampoline men's final as well today. And then the 50 meter freestyle swimming final will be tonight for the men. So that's basically like the equivalent of the 100 meters in the pool.
Right.
And then tonight will be the 10,000 meter final. So if you are battling to sleep, pop that on. Mm-hmm. You'll see these really emaciated men run around the track. You'll lose it about midway and you could be asleep. But that's all part of the Olympics, right? If you're a long distance fan, you're thinking, fuck you. That event's amazing. How dare you?
Yeah, Ben.
That's the Mo Farah event.
By the way, I'm just looking at two of you on the screen there. It's like, It looks like Ben has become a dwarf. Look, you're like down here. It's very funny. Okay.
So then tomorrow, and I know I'm going through a lot of fixtures here, but you have to understand how big this weekend is. Tomorrow, the cycling road race final for the men. So basically like the Tour de France, 240 kilometers, whatever. That'll be the final. Sure. The men's 100 meters starts tomorrow at 5 minutes to 12. And it's just, the men's 100 meter final is the third most watched event in all of sports behind the FIFA World Cup and the Champions League. And then we've got the women's singles table tennis final. Now, if you haven't watched any table tennis to this point, you have been missing out. It is super, super good.
It's so quick.
And these women, they're in the zone. It's incredible. The men's gymnastics floor final then takes place tomorrow. And what goes with that is the women's gymnastics vault, pommel horse. Now, you get the big collections, and then they go into the individual stuff.
Okay.
So, again, it's just, you've seen all of them in the teams competitions. Now they've got the individual glory that they're going for. And that'll be out through the day. Men's shot put at 7:35. We've got the women's 100-meter semifinals, and then the women's final of the 100 meters will be tomorrow night. All while this is taking place, there's other things in the go here. There's the 4x400 relay mixed final. So you get two men and two women, and they do a 400-meter each. So four laps of the track, and how they're structured, that obviously the women are going to be slower. Because genetically, they're obviously weaker. So how the team structure, where the women go out, and obviously the man will kind of finish, but some teams might have a different strategy. That in itself is going to be fantastic, and the decathlon ends at 9:45. Then Sunday, the final round of the golf, then we got the women's 200 meters, they start, and then the women's cycling road race. The table tennis men's singles final will be taking place on Sunday.
Sure.
So if you think the women's game is quick, this is amazing. The men's rings gymnastics final is also going to be incredible. This other stuff in gymnastics.
Jeez, the women have to be so strong on those rings. Oh, that is
what your shoulders can do. It's just absolutely phenomenal. The women's high jump final will be Sunday night, along with the hammer throw. And then 9:50, somewhere you can't miss, 9:50 Sunday night, it'll be the 100 meters men's final. The most watched event in the Olympics. So yeah, there's obviously a lot of shit around the Olympics right now. There's a lot of negatives. And I think you can't take it out on the athletes by speaking too much smack about it. And sure as hell, you can't boycott this event. What I just shared with you now, an absolute whirlwind snapshot, is some of the best stuff that you will see humans do with their legs and arms.
I got to stand up for you, Ben, because you did say the other day that we shouldn't let, you know, when people were outraged about the opening ceremony and everything
rightly
else.
So, yeah.
And all this woke shit that's going on that really just annoys people who are not living in a fantasy that live in reality. But the reality is that this is about the athletes, should be about the athletes. These are people who've sometimes spent every waking hour of their lives preparing for this moment. And it would be wrong for the rest of us to write off or boycott or block the Olympics for stuff that actually isn't at the center of it. Like, I really want to see people doing the best stuff that humans are capable of.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let these moron administrators or woke people spoil it for me.
Good. That's exactly the attitude here. And remember, they're doing it for free. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, they're doing it for the sex in the village afterwards and all the sponsorship and that kind of stuff.
The sex in the village afterwards.
But ultimately, these people, for our entertainment, are putting it all out there. I reckon even the village is boring this year.
You know, on the cardboard beds.
Mm-mm. Cardboard beds, you can't have air cotton, so you're sweating in the sex.
I mean, some countries or teams brought their own air cons, and I can tell you now, there's a video, I don't know which athlete it was, but she basically took a video of, like, she heard, like, someone walking, and then, like, she opens the door, and then you can see, like, a guy, like, he's topless, and he's like, knocking at somebody else's room, and then she's like, ooh.
Just big Jamaican sprinter, cock over his shoulder, going door to door.
And it's like, oh, this? What happens at the villa?
Sister. I come from my room down the corridor into service. Yo, I win in 100 meters on Sunday, but before that, I've got some time on my hands.
Beautiful,
just like swinging dicks down corridors. What a size, eh?
Good
incredible
for him.
Human spectacle.
Good for him.
Look, there's also quite
have they ever settled the debate conclusively about whether or not. Because they're those coaches who say to their athletes, you must definitely not have sex. And then they're those coaches who say you should. Does it make a difference?
Just don't. Look, ultimately, especially depending on your sport. So if you're an explosive person, right, like a weightlifter, or you need to be 100-meter final, that kind of stuff, ultimately, if you're shooting loads, you're going to lower your testosterone levels. I mean, I know the greater scheme of things, when you're young and this kind of stuff, it could be negligible. But when we're talking 0.00 of a second, save it for after your race. Yeah.
Very good. Okay. The hammer throw reminds me of the movie Matilda, says MM. Miss Trunchbull throwing that little girl over the fence. I would love to see a 400-pound chunky shot put athlete try and sleep on that stupid cardboard bed, says Congo Chris.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, we haven't even gone into the weightlifting yet. I mean, that's next week's excitement.
That's something else.
But I also want to see that. And I want to see some stupid administrator talking about how they're saving a tree by having this thing and how it's justified. You know, like, they're forcing vegan food on these athletes. You're not allowed to have air conditioning because of the carbon footprint. Like, it's just... There's rugby this weekend as well. There's the Curry Cup. Now, the Curry Cup's just smoldering in the background here. And I tell you what, it's a lot more interesting than we might have thought, because I reckon it would have been the Cheetahs versus the Lions. Because historically, they've always had more players of their best players. Less of them go to the box, all that kind of stuff. But the Cheetahs have taken a bit of a wobble. They lost to the Bulls. Then they almost lost to the Griffins away on their car park in Velcom. And now they got it all to prove this weekend at home against the Bulls. So it'll be 5 o'clock today on Saturday. On Friday. Saturday, we've got the Pumas versus the Sharks, who somehow, after being so dog shit, came back and beat the Lions last week. So that'll be at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Western Province versus the Griffins at home. So the Griffins will actually see what green fields look like. That'll be quite a thing. They'll be able to touch grass for the first time.
What were they on before? Dust.
Or that's just whatever you see in Velcom.
Yeah, dust and rocks.
Dust and...
I mean, they're tough.
Shattered dreams and shale, I think it is. So that'll be at 5:15. And Sunday, we've got Griquas versus the Lions at 3. And the football season starts this weekend. So the PSL is not going to start until September. Next weekend, around the 15th, 16th, all the European teams start their cycle. So the MTN 8, though, does start. There's increased prize money. You're now 10 million rand for these teams. And this weekend, we've got Pirates versus SuperSport United right off the bat there, 6 o'clock. And then Sunday, Stellenbosch versus TS Galaxy at 3. So two local, big local games to look forward to. There's no Grand Prix because they're on a summer break. There's no point being that rich and handsome and not being on a yacht. So they have to actually have a break in the summer. So that'll only take place again on August the 25th at the Dutch Grand Prix, where hopefully there won't be too many child rapists in the crowd.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Because the Dutch now have to bounce back from that. So yeah, you've got the best weekend of the Olympics. You've got the Curry Cup on the sidelines. You've got MTN 8 first round there. It really is a wonderful time to be a sports fan. I say this so many times this year because there is just so much stuff.
Carlos says, worst Jamaican accent ever. Bob Marley's spinning in his grave. You don't score 10 out of 10 on all of them. Like I said, I'm not going to win Miss South Africa. I'm not going to win the 100 meters at the Olympics, and I'm not going to win best Jamaican accent. Where?
Very, just very terrible. Critical audience, this. I mean, I look like a midget in my chair. So critical. You can't be Jamaican.
I'd love to see an average Joe compete in the finals of these superhumans at the Olympics. Imagine the swimming, 100-meter freestyle, Marius in his board shorts lining up, unshaved chest and legs, ready to go. Yo, I'm going to beat you, Alex, eh?
But I think we saw a glimpse of that. I'm not sure which one it was, but where the number one was like beating them by a whole like 2-3 seconds. So he got there. And then we're waiting, like, where the rest? So we've seen it.
Tatiana was like a whole body ahead of the others in the heat.
If you just watch Kate Ledecky in the longer format stuff, she kind of wins and then she stops and then she looks around and goes.
So we kind of seen it, how it's just going to look win.
No, I mean, look, the whole thing about the average Joe stuff, and some events would be quite funny, but then again, it's so hard to define what an average Joe is because humans are so damn lazy and fat mostly. So to find an average is actually the hardest thing involved. Because someone could look at me and go, okay, well, Ben's an average Joe. I'm elite compared to so many fat fuckers out there who have given up on themselves.
Listen to you. No, but you go, Ben. I'm not average.
I would love to be average. But unfortunately, I'm hyper elite when you compare the swill out there.
And that is true. That just shows you how low the standard truly is.
I break down once a month and I'm still elite compared to most people.
All right. Well, apparently, and I think this has got something to do with the Olympics because it's Kim Ye-ji, dubbed the coolest person ever. Simpiwe will tell us about that in a second. This is Beyond the Scoreboard with Ben. It's powered by Superbets this morning. They, of course, support responsible gambling, strictly now under 18s. Winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline, 0800-006-008. And that's a wrap on your sport this morning.
Can I just add one more thing on that?
Of course you can.
I've just given you about 7,000 fixtures to watch. So if you aren't playing on Superbets yet, go onto the site, superbets.co.za, and they'll match your deposit bonus up to 5,000 Rand with the code OTB.
There we go.
OTB. That's all you need to do. Anyone can remember
that. On the bounce. That is the show to watch as well. Live yesterday afternoon at 4. And the episode is online now for you to watch if you missed it.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a long episode about, obviously, the Olympics. I go quite hard in the beginning. And then we talk about something that I thought would always be boring, turned out to be very interesting, football replica kits.
Ah, I recall you mentioning something about this to me yesterday, and I'm looking forward to seeing it on the show.
Yeah, we go quite into that. It's such a huge business, and cool story how it started, too.
Very good. We're not going to give away more than that. You have to go and listen to the show. Okay, so who is this Kim Ye-ji?
She's an Olympian, and she came second in the shooting. But she looked so badass when she was like doing it. There's a video. I can't describe it.
Have we got a video?
Yes, there's a video.
Let's take a look.
And she just looks badass.
Okay.
That's it.
And it's there. It's there. The world record is gone.
Like you would not.
It was there for nearly 5 years until January this year when Yang Yin came along and broke the world record with 41. And now Kim Ye-ji from Republic of Korea is the new world record holder. What a week it's been for her here in Baku. We can't forget, of course.
Like he's
You see, that is
he's chilled and calm. But
you see the Turkish guy?
Yeah, the Turkish guy who just like
he just rocked up
in a golf shirt and he's like.
He just took his, like, no glasses, no funny business. No.
She's got the whole kit.
Yeah, she has the whole kit.
And she does look mean, and she does look
like
badass.
She's like Assassin's Creed over there.
I was thinking, like, Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she looks at the camera like, I'm done.
No, I like her. She is the coolest person ever. But this Turkish dude was also just so chilled.
It's like you look at that screen and you think there's a family out there wondering where their dad is. It's like, there he is. Like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme. When,
like, you're on TV. Yeah, there he is. There.
He's in Paris.
Dad, what are you doing there? All right. Very good. So now we know Kim Ye-ji. She's fantastic. And how much do these people earn?
At the Olympics, zero. Nothing. Kanda. Dololo.
How much did the IOC earn? Billions. The IOC make FIFA look like the Red Cross.
So, but do they have to pay their own way there? I mean, some
countries,
of them obviously.
Countries do.
The countries do. So,
no, pride point.
So, yeah. So, the countries, so the different countries, if the athletes win, they will give them like some money. But the Olympics itself.
Don't pay them anything.
Nothing at all. So, here's some of. Yeah, like each country, I'm going to name some because there's a lot of countries, but I've figured out how much you could get if you won a gold, a silver, or a bronze as an Olympian.
Okay, but now, again, this is like down to just the luck of the draw where you were born.
Yes.
Yes, and how much sponsors.
In North Korea, chances are you're not going to get anything.
Well, you get a two-week holiday, which is more than anyone North Korea has ever had.
And you won't have to be forced to work.
That's the price.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, it gets interesting for some of the athletes, okay? Because some of it doesn't just involve
meal.
Money.
A cardboard bed.
You won't have the cardboard bed. Can I take this cardboard bed home? Yes, you can. It's fine. All right.
Okay, so let's start with the host nation. France, if you win the gold, you'll get $86,000, silver $44,000, and bronze $22,000.
And one of those trans people from the opening ceremony will come and live in your house.
Of course, you know.
The one with the ball hanging out.
Bonjour, got some space for me today?
And then the USA, if you get gold, you get $37,500, silver $22,500, bronze $15,000.
They gave Ukraine billions and only giving them this.
Imagine, I know,
what a cheek.
Outrageous.
I mean, if Zelensky just shared some of his money, because he's got
What's Zelensky giving the Ukrainian athletes?
Nothing.
Doing the most?
Zero.
Yeah. Zero. Then we get to Canada. Gold is $16,000. Silver is $12,000.
Australia.
No, Canada. Canada.
Same thing.
Yeah. No. Silver just is
Australia North.
Australia with snow.
Yeah.
Snow Australia.
Silver is $12,000. Bronze is $8,000.
That's not a lot, you know. It's not. Rich country. Look at how you're being shamed by France.
Imagine.
Yeah.
You know?
Imagine. Look, the counter to that is saying, well, we've got lots of people who win medals, but even then.
All right.
All right. And then you have the UK, Norway, New Zealand, and Sweden, all of them. Zero and loot.
So what Great Britain will do is they'll probably give you around 700,000 rand a year to go train and stuff. That's what they'll do.
But you'll get a warm pint when you win.
And a handshake.
From the king.
Not even the king. Dad. Yeah, you might get to go to Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, meet the king and then get turfed out again onto the streets of London. But of course, New Zealand wouldn't give the athletes anything because New Zealand hates excellence. New Zealand wants everyone to be the same. New Zealand doesn't like tall poppies, as we've discovered.
Yeah,
so
it's like a domino effect.
I say you want a gold. Don't think you're special or anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Then Hong Kong is in the mix, right?
Oh.
And this one is interesting because they give athletes... So if you are placed from 5th to 8th place, you'll get $48,000.
Sure.
If you are 4th place, you'll get $97,000.
Wow.
Bronze will get you over $192,000. Silver then goes all the way up to $384,000.
Wow. And people say that China is a communist. It's not. They just pretend to be. And Hong Kong is their little experiment in capitalism. And my, is it going well?
And then gold is... $780,000. Imagine!
That's the biggest prize.
Come on now.
Be from Hong Kong.
But Indonesia was like, we can do better.
No. Wow, Indonesia, bring it on.
So they not only just give you chalet, they say, boom shaka boom, you'll get 5 cows, you'll get a meatball restaurant, and a new house.
What?
So 5 cows. A meatball restaurant.
A meatball restaurant.
And a new house.
It's clearly a big thing in Indonesia.
And they still get money. Like, that's just the add-on.
Yeah, I mean, like...
It sounds like such a dream. And go to the Olympics, win gold, come back, get your money, your meatball restaurant.
Come on now. And if you get gold, you'll get $350,000. Silver, it's over $130,000.
Thousand.
And then bronze is just a measly 69,000.
So better than anything New Zealand or the UK or Canada are giving anyone.
Look, I don't know if you're still going to bring it up, but Singapore actually have a fund that they put together.
Mm.
So every 4 years, they do obviously match those numbers because Hong Kong and Singapore are the most highest paid.
Yes, so it's more or less the same with Singapore, which is just next.
And how about us?
Depends on the sports minister.
I'll get there. Gaten might change things, hey? Okay. Like, he might do different things. I'll go to Malaysia. They say it's a mystery car.
Ooh.
We don't know what that...
Could be a Bajaj.
Yeah. China is keeping things very secretive, so we don't know what the athletes get.
Surprise. But
they release their family, basically. When you go, they all get locked up in this viewing village. And if you don't perform...
And then, what is it? Wait, I'll do South Africa. Let me do South Africa. Gold is $37,000. So this is all in dollars. Silver is $19,000.
Okay.
Bronze is $7,000. Yeah, it's not that great. Yeah.
I suppose it's all we can afford.
Yeah,
it's also basically. That. Yeah, it's all we can afford.
You know,
you gotta cut your coat according to your cloth.
Yeah, and then I'll do Spain and Italy. Those are the last two.
They should also be like, okay, that's what the country gives you. Now, what does Cyril give you?
No, because he's a billionaire. He
Cyril's
gives
had
some
his hand out for 50 years. Oops. I mean, some of the Cyril fund must come back here.
I don't know.
You said Spain and Italy?
But it'd be kind of funny if Cyril had a sense of humor. It's like, well done, you win a couch. And the guy's going to be like, it's more than a couch. I know this.
Stuffed with money.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so Spain, if you get gold, is it's just over $100,000. Silver is $56,000. Bronze is $35,000. And then Italy, right? They're also up there. Gold will give you just over $200,000.
Wow.
Silver, just over $100,000. And then bronze, a measly $71,000.
That's pretty good because they don't have a lot of money. No. They got ice cream and nice things, but they don't have a lot of money.
No.
And last but not least, if you're wondering if the athletes could just sell their gold medals, no, they really can't. No. It's not worth that much. It's actually just worth $960.
Oh, is this a cash converter plug?
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if they did want to sell it, just $960.
Well, yeah, it's not a solid gold.
No, it's like gold-plated.
Gold-plated and tin, and there's a bit of Eiffel Tower in there, which is all nice and stuff. But
so, if you're wondering... You know, maybe you should date an athlete.
I have to ask what kind of a person would want someone else's gold medal they want
to get. It's weird. It's like you know, I see it all the time when people hold other people's trophies. With that?
I mean, if let's say someone was the best in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, they're dead now, and they really did something exceptional, then obviously it's a memento. But if you just like go on eBay and buy some other like for sale medal that someone from Tajikistan needs to palm off so they can buy some hay.
It's also tainted because if an athlete's selling their medal, then something bad's happened.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe that's actually half the appeal.
Mm. It's like a sad story.
It's a sad story. But most Olympics are sad stories because a lot of those medals end up in Ubers because that's what they got to do to make money.
That's true.
Imagine getting into an Uber and it's like hanging from the rearview mirror.
Oh, that's a nice air freshener. No. Not air freshener. Medal from Olympics Paris 2024. Where you want to go? I give you this guy.
Athletes need better.
I let you touch the medal.
Athletes need better. I will do I'll do a show on this.
Okay. All right. We got lots of other stuff to still get to. And Chris Forrest popping in a little while.
Yes.
It is Friday morning on the Gareth Cliff Show on The Real Network. Like, subscribe, blah, 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 blah. We'll see you in a second. I've got